ready for this.
I got one thing to say.
Wrestling podcast. Inside the ring. Outside the ring.
That I just happen to be the greatest wrestling machine alive.
It's all here.
What a mega matchup.
Universal Wrestling Podcast.
I like this kind of party, baby.
And now, here are your hosts. Alex Sacco.
Cha-ching.
And Nick Dieterding.
My name is Nick Dieterding, and before we get started here at the Universal Wrestling Podcast, we would like to extend our deepest condolences to the Hubert family. A.K.A. Brody Lee Luke Harper died at the age of 41 on December 26. His wife said he had been treated for a non-COVID lung issue at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, 2020 has been a shitty year.
Yeah, I mean, not much really to say. It's kind of speechless. I mean, 41's like, you know, 21. Way too young to die, and it's a shame because he was really finding his niche in AEW, too.
Before we crack open a cold one and get on with the program, we will toll the bell 10 times to honor the memory of John Huber. May he rest in peace. Right, Sack Daddy, we got a special guest, another one. I mean, the fans and the viewers really liked our last episode, most listened to, most downloaded. So we thought, you know what, let's get another guest. The guest that we have today or on this episode is one of our closest friends, Robbie. What's up, Robbie? How you doing today?
What up, Deets? What's up, Alec?
What up, Rob?
What's going on? Here to talk some shit. Let's go.
There we go. My man. All right.
Is this a PG podcast? PG-13? What's going on here?
Nope. You can say whatever you want.
Rated R? Let's go.
Rated R.
Rated R. Shoot.
The fans, the listeners, they don't really know you. So when did you become a wrestling fan? That's, I guess.
It was actually the go-home show to WrestleMania 17. My dad and my brother were watching. And I was just like, oh, what the hell is this? And then, yeah, my first show that I fully watched was WrestleMania 17. I just, you know, that card is unbelievable, and I just fell in love just immediately.
That is cool. That is really cool. I mean, you started watching wrestling at a perfect time because the next WrestleMania 18, holy shit, did they tear down the house.
Yeah, where I started watching wrestling, like when I started watching it, it might be why I'm so critical on like the current product because, you know, we all have seen how good it can be. It's just Vince refuses to adjust with the times. He's like Al Davis with the Raiders. How long are we going to go fucking 5-11 before we change our strategy, you know?
Exactly. Right. I mean, there's good matches. I mean, what a hell of a show TLC was. It really was good. I mean, finally, the Hurt Business wins. I love that. So, yeah, you're right. The times are changing, and Vince is not. I don't know what to do with that. But I mean, this is a great segue into my next question. Your thoughts on the current product?
It's atrocious. And if you disagree, you're wrong. That's as simple as that.
Okay, Rob.
I mean, you haven't had, when is the last time you can honestly say you had that moment where you're like, oh shit, this is why I'm a wrestler? Where you like sit back and like it's bigger than you and you're just like, oh, this is why I like it. Like, when's the last time you honestly had that moment?
When the Hardys are turning it at WrestleMania, nobody knew and the crowd popped.
Mine would be Styles going over clean on Cena at SummerSlam.
We were there?
Yeah, you were there.
I mean, that's
2016? Like, what are we talking about? It's been 4 years since, like, any one of us has probably had a moment. I mean, I guess Big E won, and that was sweet. That's what Vince always does. He'll, like, pepper in some, like, heartwarming shit, like Kofi winning the title or Big E winning on SmackDown. And it's just like, oh, it keeps me glued, but it's like still the overall product is not good. I mean, I don't know how anybody would disagree with that.
One last question, and then we'll get on with the program. Robbie, your favorite wrestler of all time and why.
This is the real deal, and I've got to make the biggest decision of my life.
John Cena. Fuck it. John Cena.
Yes! Holy shit. Freaking news, man.
Ooh, you're too hot for me.
And obviously these two know me so well, and I'm like, well, I was in eighth grade when he returned at the Rumble, and it was like the best thing I ever watched in my life, and it was just like, I don't know, the Thugonomics, you know. He's my childhood, so John Cena.
Our listeners know me as the super fan Cena, because that's what Deeds calls me on here, so that's why.
Super fan Cena.
He said Cena.
Saka, what you get for Christmas? Wristbands?
The pop-up shoes?
Yeah. Mommy, I'm ready for Christmas.
Crack open a cold one.
Saka, what's on the menu tonight? We didn't really start the show off usually with a drink in our hands, but I still have one. I know Robbie does. Saka, what's on the menu?
I went back to old school, traditional style, because, of course, the holidays are here, and
no!
I had a couple leftover beers in my fridge.
No!
So I'm just drinking old-fashioned Bud Light, you know?
Bud Light.
Crap. That's so weak. You're so weak.
IPA or anything like that. You know, you probably got something fancy over there, Deets. I know you.
Smoking! Yes, I'm drinking a Moscow Mule. Jim Ross's favorite. Robbie, what do you got?
You know, it is Christmas time. I'd be like to keep with the times here. I'm drinking a Trogs Mad Elf.
Woohoo! I love
it. I'm not drinking a Bud Light. I'm not no bitch like Alex.
Oh yeah!
All right, so this week for Crack Opener Cold One, we're going to listen to a few videos and just discuss it. And this is one of the most recent videos that I thought was really cool to see. And then obviously we'll go on with what happened here, but let's give it a listen.
From now, as your story is being written, they will all say that the accomplishments that you did with the New Day pale by respectful comparison to the accomplishments that you will pull off on your own. And I say that to you with the following proviso. What you're going to accomplish in the next 10 years will be mind-boggling, sir. And I'm looking forward to seeing it, as is everybody else. But you have to accept in your heart that the New Day will only be a footnote in the story of the greatness of Big E.
Wow, one of the best in the business on the mic talking to the new Intercontinental Champion, Big E. Robbie, this is why I watch wrestling.
I thought that was, you know, that's awesome. A legend putting over, you know, the next, in my opinion, the next big thing. That's actually kind of beautiful, if you ask me, Deets.
When all said and done, he's going to be right, though. Big E hits his potential. What he's done with New Day is just going to be a footnote, because this dude's going to be a star.
This should have happened years ago.
And the way they did it, too, we talked about it on the last podcast or the few episodes ago. Big E, how do you break them up? And we thought, you know, let's do this. Let's make Xavier Woods part of Retribution. Let's do all this shit. But what they're doing now, I'm not against it. They just moved Kofi and Woods to another brand, and then they made Big E, you know, a singles wrestler. And it just, have you seen his new entrance? It's kind of like LeBron James. He comes out, there's powder, he puts in his hands, like the old Big E from NXT, and he throws it in the air. So they're giving him a push. Obviously, like we said, he won the Intercontinental Championship on Christmas Day. That was really cool. I mean, any last thoughts before we get on with the next video?
I'm all for a Big E push, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here, now that he has a title.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, on to the next clip.
Why'd you leave the industry for 15 plus years, Shivani?
I was burnt out. I was...
You're exactly the guy I want sitting here for this. I bet on myself. I left New York. The grass isn't always greener. You can change the three letters, but you can't change the glass ceiling, at least not for me. This? Never needed that. I am more talented than 95% of this roster and any other roster on this planet today. I look better, I work better, and I damn sure talk better. So I don't know why everybody's trying to work me into this thought that I'm not. I'm a very confident individual. If there is any shred of doubt, it's in management. Because if you can't find 5 minutes a week for a guy that's got 19 years under his belt, for a guy that checks every single damn box across the board on what's required to be a television star nowadays, then yeah, there's a problem. My confidence is fully intact, despite walking into AEW hot as hell, by the way, only to find myself digging out of a hole for 18 months that Tony Khan and his favorite EVP, Cody, pushed me into.
This is what wrestling is about. This was Sean Spears talking to to Tony at AEW Dynamite Holiday Bash. This wasn't on the actual episode of Dynamite. This is an uncut thing they put on YouTube. This is a character that I always wanted to see because it's what they always talk about on the dirt sheets, you know? This guy should get over it.
Yeah, I mean, I was always a fan of the Perfect 10 in NXT, and I was kind of pissed when he left because he wasn't, you know, done right, wasn't used right. And then obviously, first couple months in AEW, I'm like, Jesus Christ, he sucks. And maybe I was wrong, but maybe he's hitting his stride here and they're going to push him after this.
Can this guy do any wrong? I mean, the Perfect 10 gimmick was great. I guess he hasn't been given that enough TV time that this isn't even on their television show. They put it on their YouTube channel, but that was awesome. Perfect 10 was awesome. Is he being underutilized? Probably. I mean, this guy's playing, like, he's plowing Peyton Royce. Like,
yes, he's a stud. There you go.
He's a stud. He's an absolute stud.
Rated R superstar.
He can do no wrong in my eyes. I mean, he's got a great haircut.
But what I like is the character he is building. I'm being held down. Everybody knows I'm better than them. Give me the opportunity. And it's just, I don't know. It's something I love to see because I love when storylines are real. And this is kind of, you know, exactly what he went through in the WWE. They didn't use him right. What I'm saying is this. Bring this to life. Bring real life into reality. And I love that kind of shit.
It's awesome. This is a really good promo, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good promos. And you know what's funny? They weren't on the main shows. One was Talking Smack and one was on the YouTube channel. So maybe they got to change things up. I mean, everybody's going digital, but let's get on with the next video. Here we go.
Cena speared.
John Cena, while you lay there, hopefully as uncomfortable as you possibly can be, I want you to listen to me. I want you to digest this, because before I leave in 3 weeks with your WWE Championship, I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest. I don't hate you, John. I don't even dislike you. I do like you. I like you a hell of a lot more than I like most people in the back. I hate this idea that you're the best. Because you're not. I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. There's one thing you're better at than I am, and that's kissing Vince McMahon's ass. You're as good as kissing Vince's ass as Hulk Hogan was.
CM Punk's pipe bomb. He dropped it on June 27th, Raw. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's going to go down in history as one of the best. I just want to hear your thoughts on this. I mean, this is some good shit.
This is phenomenal. Outside of the Stone Cold Vince McMahon storyline, this storyline's right up there when he took the title and didn't sign the contract and blew a kiss to Vince going out through the crowd. There was only one Punk, and there will be never another Punk on the mic.
This guy's gimmick was he's the best in the world, right? In my opinion, on the mic. Like, he is. And as simple as that. That's like that. Well, no one else can cut that promo. I'm sure some of it's off script. I'm sure some of it's on script. But like, no one has the balls to go in there and go off script anymore. This guy's a stud. This guy's definitely top five of mine. I think that promo is definitely the best of the PG era.
And what's cool is he's not talking to a mid-carder. He's talking to John Cena. This happened in 2011. So maybe the last time I was excited, Robbie, about something.
Seriously.
Sacco, you're a big Cena fan, and you followed this storyline very, very closely. What are your thoughts on your boy John Cena not going over?
He puts people over. That's what he does, whether you want to admit it or not. All right.
You're put Wade Barrett over?
Wade Barrett? You didn't put that on him?
It could have been great. Could have been the next William Regal, just saying.
You're asking me about Cena. I mean, this is a big stepping stone to CM Punk's career when he beat Cena and left him the title. Cena fanboy is like you like to call me. Was, you know.
Alex, do you have John Cena PJs?
No, not yet. That's on my next year's Christmas list.
All right. We'll get that. I'll get that for you for Christmas next year.
I mean, we got one more video, but you guys, any last words on the great CM Punk? Will we see a return? I mean,
I wish, but no. I mean, he definitely made a mistake by leaving on such bad terms and trying UFC so late in his career. Obviously, he just came out and admitted that recently, that he tried to learn UFC way too late. He ain't going anywhere right now. I wish he would come back, but no, I don't think it's happening.
Definitely don't hold your breath on that. I've been waiting for that for, what, 6 years now? When did he leave? 2014? Not happening. He's done.
All right, girls. One last video.
Randy on the way. And with the championship, there's a Batista bomb. Daniel Bryan, Dana Batista. Come on, Bryan. Come on, Bryan. Yes, Lord. Come on, Daniel. Tap out Batista. Tap out Batista.
No way.
Batista's going to tap. He did it.
Miracle on Bourbon Street. DB wins the heavyweight championship at WrestleMania 30. A lot of shit is said about Michael Cole, but that call right there was amazing. And again, this is another moment in wrestling that made me a wrestling fan. And this is why I still watch a 3-hour Raw, a 2-hour SmackDown, 1-hour NXT, or 2 hours NXT. I can't get enough of it.
Sounds interesting to me.
Let's end this segment on a good note. Sacco, let me hear it. What are your thoughts on this?
This one of the most iconic moments in WWE history of my time growing up. That's all I can think of, though. Just imagine if Daniel Bryan didn't get hurt. Where would this title reign have went? It's just every time I look at Daniel Bryan today and I come back, I think of that match. And if he didn't get hurt, I believe he has one of the longest title reigns ever, because he had the crowd. He was the most popular thing going.
This is what I was referring to earlier. Like, this is that moment that's like, yeah, you know, it's bigger than you. It's like, oh, it's like you take a step back and you're like, this is why I'm a fan. And it's like that moment was so, it was just so surreal. It was so, I couldn't imagine what it was like to be there for it, but to just watch on television, it was unbelievable. It was like so deserved. And then you go 10 years later, you have, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this name, but 10 years later, you had the underdog Benoit beat Michaels and Triple H in almost the same kind of fashion. And yep, it's just like moments like that is what WWE is all about.
The underdog story too. I know we're all from Jersey, but we root for PA teams when it comes to, actually, no, we don't.
No, I don't. I don't want that to get twisted. I do not root for a single Pennsylvania team. I think they're all terrible.
Yeah. What I was trying to say is the underdog story, like Rocky, but I couldn't tie it in because you got one asshole that likes the Cardinals and the other one that likes the Raiders.
That's my man.
Again, like you said, this brings people back to wrestling. This is wrestling, and I love it. Let's get on with the next segment.
Entertain the idea.
Something's got to give here. Oh, my God.
30-second shot clock. Robbie, I'm going to give you a word, a phrase, or a question. I just want an answer. It could be yes, no, maybe, quick. It just, whatever you got. Zacho, start the clock. Here we go. Robbie, were you for or against the Stone Cold heel turn?
Absolutely for it.
Raw or SmackDown?
SmackDown.
Who's your favorite heel of all time?
The Rock, Hollywood.
Favorite McMahon?
Steph.
Who should have retired The Undertaker?
Bray Wyatt.
Favorite member of the Hurt Business?
None of them. Shelton.
Name two of Taker's finishers.
Two of Taker's finishers, the Chokeslam and Tombstone.
Okay, that was fun. That was fun, right?
That was fun. Steph, the best McMahon, you dirty dog, you.
Gotta go with the Denise, you know?
Sacco, it's your turn, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
One, go.
Who won the first ever Universal Championship?
Finn Balor.
Trish or Lita?
Trish.
Best ring gear?
Hurricane Helms.
Was Montreal Screwjob a work?
No.
What nationality is Kevin Owens?
Canadian.
Favorite member of DX?
Triple H.
Favorite commentator?
Michael Cole.
What day did WrestleMania 2 happen on?
April 2nd.
Monday.
I like that. That was cool.
I was cool.
You know what? I saw it on Stone Cold's podcast with Drew McIntyre on the WWE Network, and I'm like, let's try it out. It can be fun. Whatever.
That was fun. Alrighty, we're going to end the episode like we always do with a story of the day. And instead of hearing our same old stories over and over about what we do and how we met, we're going to give the mic to Rob, and he's going to tell us a little story, a little invention, you know, he made that's turning out to be pretty big. So, Rob, the floor is yours. This is story time, story of the day, and let's hear it.
Before we get into story time, I gotta come at your throat here with this one. I'd say about 2 or 3 months back, I was hanging out with Alex, and I said, watch, Seth goes away in December, comes back at Rumble, returns at Rumble, goes on to fight Roman at Mania, wins clean. And yeah, there's your story. I mean, the story is written in itself between them two. And Alex has the balls to come on this podcast. I think it was episode 1 or 2 and proclaim that that was his. Clear the air, Al.
Admit I'm going to clear the air.
Before I go on story time.
I never took blame credit for it. I just said whatever I said. And two, it's wrong now because next week Seth Rollins is back on SmackDown. So he's not returning at Royal Rumble. So you
can take the
whole idea and shove it straight up your candy ass.
Oh, my bad.
And
yeah, but who knows what Seth Rollins is going to do on Friday night SmackDown?
Well, he's going to go fight Ray again.
No, he's going to fight Dominic.
Dominic.
Yeah, Dominic. That walking disease. He is so awful.
The walking disease.
He's so not good at anything. Give me a year's work of training and I'll be better than him in the ring. And I'm a disgusting human being. I'm terrible. I'm not athletic at all.
It came out my throat. My throat's a little cut. We cleared the air now. I didn't come in and say it was my idea. I just threw the idea out. I should have credited you. I'm sorry. Let's hear your story of the day, baby.
6-7 years ago, me and my roommate now, Clay, always watched wrestling. We would watch every pay-per-view together. We watched we would stay up late to watch, you know, Wrestle Kingdom, this and that. We just started watching, all the, WrestleMania, all the WWE pay-per-views. And then one day, my mom came to me and said, hey, some of my friends like wrestling, they want to come over for WrestleMania 31 and watch it with. So like, sure, come over. So it was this guy, John, and his son, Nick. And then we all came up with the idea of predicting the matches, buying a championship, and the winner gets the belt. And that's what started with the WPW about 6 years ago. And WPW stands for World Predictions Wrestling. You know, 6 years later, we now have 15 members. We split the brands. We have a Raw, a SmackDown, and an NXT. And we actually have three belts now. It's, you know, it's grown to be this like big thing, and it's awesome. It's so cool what we do. Deets and Alex are a part of it. You know, we used to be teammates in the WPW, but you know, it's really cool. Like we'll have we have 5 guys on Raw, 5 on SmackDown, and we have we have the authentic belts. Like we have the Raw guys going after the world title, and then the SmackDown guys going after the blue Universal. And then we bought the authentic NXT belt for the NXT guys. And it's just really cool. Like NXT is where the newcomers go if you want to join the league. And then you in the span of a year from Mania to Mania, you get if you have more time with the belt, then you get called up to the main roster. And then the main roster guys who have the least time with the belt get put down to NXT. And it's a really cool thing what's going on right now. And, you know, it's growing and I'm happy with it. And so we just going to need to buy a bigger house or something soon. Cause that's the WPW. I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
What's the title reigns?
Listen, all the viewers, I want you to know something. A main event match in our group is worth 10 points and a pre-show match is worth 1. There was a span of a year straight where Deets would get eliminated on the pre-show. That's how bad he is at predicting. We called him pre-show Deets.
The revival. He picked the revival.
Very good team. And it's cool too, because we don't just watch wrestling. I mean, We hang out, we drink beers, we, you know, watch some football. Every now and then we'll do a promo where, you know, the guys from Raw will say something, SmackDown guys. And, you know, kind of like the Survivor Series. It was divisions against each other, Raw versus SmackDown. And it was just, I don't know, it's fun. It's cool to just hang out with people. And we all know this, it's not popular to watch wrestling. So when you find guys like we have, like, you know, watching wrestling with a bunch of dudes and, you know, yeah, whatever. It sounds weird, but...
But it's all awesome.
Love it because it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Those, I look for, like, from the second we leave, you know, on this one, the wrestling pay per views are over. The second we leave, I'm looking forward to the next one. Like, those Sundays are so special. It's like, and just to see it grow from just two people watching a pay per view to now we have 15, and it's like, it's just unbelievable. It's just, it's so much fun. And it is like to think that WPW is the reason why, like, I'm still watching wrestling, because sometimes I wonder, like, what am I doing watching this terrible product? But, you know, it's awesome. And I'm happy that I asked Alex for years to join it. He never wanted to join it.
Sacco, any last words?
Yeah, I just want to say Happy New Year to all the followers.
Happy New Year!
Happy birthday to my co-host Deech, which is tomorrow, bro. Big 30. Welcome to the club, bro.
Yes, sir.
Am I on? Okay. We'd just like to wish you a very happy birthday and
happy trails!
Robbie, you are the guest. You get to end the show. Anything you want to say, let's hear it now or forever hold your peace.
Really fun time. It's a really great podcast you got going. I'm happy it's growing a little bit. Anytime you want me to be on, I'll be on, no problem. I'll see you guys at Royal Rumble, where I will become the Universal Champion of WPW.
Yes, sir. That's it. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Yeah, baby.
And here it comes.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Universal Wrestling Podcast. Check us out on the web at uwpod.com.
You've got mail.
Or send us an email.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
info@uwpod.com. Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Nobody does it better.